Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Monday, the 22nd of July. I'm not going to lie, I am not quite with it today. We had a good old barbie, but the problem we're not drinking beer and drinking white wine spritzers is you tend to drink a lot more of them, and it's a bit of a shambles. There's no other way of putting it, to be honest. Right, let's do today. Today, football. Hammarby versus Elfsborg. If it is 0-0 on 25 minutes, game kicks off 6 o'clock in Sweden or Svenskan. Hammarby Elfsborg, 0-0 20 minutes, drip laying the first half goal, so under 0.5 first half goals, drip laying that. And then if it is 0-0 at half time, I would go in and back over 1.5 on 45 and 65. That is Hammarby Elfsborg. Horses. I've got a couple of trades, two trades today. In the 3.35 at Ayr, Do Hallow Noli over from Ireland, ridden by Kieran Fallon, young Kieran Fallon. And that's currently about 9. 25% trade Do Hallow Noli in the 3.35 at Ayr. And the other one is at 7.30, which is at Beverley. Ideal Candy, ridden by Gemma Tutty. Ideal Candy in the... So both of those 25% trades. I've got no win or each way bets for today. So that is it. Golf-wise, I actually... with people here, I didn't get to see much of it, as is always the way, cooking food, etc., and making sure everybody's drinks were topped up, but before I knew it, he was coming down the last, and fair play to the lad, won well, looked a difficult day. Don't think anybody could begrudge an Irishman winning in Ireland. That crowd sounded fantastic. Yeah, good win, well done. It meant for me, we did get a share of a place for the top South African with Van Hooyen. He tied with Oosthuizen after Fratelli fell away. Hunan, unfortunately, couldn't overhaul Park, so lost that, and none of the placings. So I ended up doing about 600 quid, I think, on the event. Hindsight, I could have taken another grand out of Fleetwood on the Saturday. But that is hindsight. I just didn't see Lowry running away with it over that back nine Saturday, and even yesterday, I think if Fleetwood, I was the pal at the first, then it might have been different. Nobody really put any pressure on him when he was having that sort of tough period, from what I saw, and yeah, fair play. So it is what it is. Nothing now till next year when the old club championship rears its head in April. I've done the competition. I did all those results this morning, so I was in no fit state to do them last night. I would have made mistakes. And that's all up, and I've tweeted it, and I've also put it on the website, the comments from the 15th episode when we all started this. 7 prizes, some of you have already claimed already. Well done to Bonds Trades, the winner. Won comfortably in the end by 8 shots. And the ties, the prize will be slightly different to how the league table, because old Chrissy's spreadsheets didn't build in the back 18 rules and things, so I've done all those manually. So unfortunately for Jorgen B, whilst you are showing as third, you didn't come third, unfortunately. But the full list of prize winners was on Twitter. And as I say, some of you have jumped on it and claimed this morning anyway. Thank you all for taking part. 250 of you, very good of you. I think it gives us all a bit of interest. I do need to look at these comps. I don't mind running them, but they are quite time intensive. So I need to have a word with Chrissy and work out a way to perhaps run these a bit better. But yeah, that's it for another year. So anyway, thank you all. I'm going to go and recover from my state, so I'm back in form tomorrow. I'm going to try and get a little bit more of the traffic light stuff up today or tomorrow morning, and I'll email you when I've done that. There's nothing for the trading day people today or tomorrow. We'll have a look Wednesday. Obviously, we've got more leagues starting over this next week, as I've said. And we'll all soon be all systems go. I'm actually at the 2020 cricket tomorrow night, and the FTS member is taking me out to that. So Got the old cricket in pyjamas. I'll be at that. There you go. So I'll be able to share my thoughts on Wednesday, what that's all about. I had a couple of stories I was going to tell you, and I can't even remember what they were. Oh yeah, the golf. Oh, the old Alan Anson. That's it. Well, yeah, in '98 at Birkdale, a friend of mine qualified for the Open. And obviously, as you qualify, he obviously gets to play, but he gets badges. And he had his. We had another friend of ours caddied for him. And he got me in as his coach's badge. So, like, we were on the practice ground and everything. It was great, really good. And unfortunately, he missed the cut, which even that was a story. He was the 17th of par 5 at Birkdale, and he knocked it on the green to about 15 feet. And as he was walking up to the green, the marshal said to him, "You've got to hole." One of the marshals said, "You've got to hole that to get in. You've got to hole that and par the last to get in for the weekend." And he went for it, knocked it about 4 foot past, and missed the one back. Parred the last, and he missed out by a shot. If he had two putted the 17th, if the marshal had kept his mouth shut, I'm almost certain he would have two putted, and he'd played the weekend. So anyway, so he finished. He was one of the late starters. We finished quite late on Friday and went out for something to eat, and then Saturday, because he still had all his badges and I had the one he gave me, we thought we'd chance it and turn up and get back in, because we didn't actually know whether they would be valid for the weekend or not. And we got ourselves in the clubhouse on the Saturday, stayed in the bar all day, watching it out the window of the clubhouse, and had a good few drinks. And then we went out in the evening. I went into this Italian restaurant, and you had Gary Player was sat at one table with his family. Andrew McGee, American tour player, was sat next to us, and just me and him there. And after about half an hour, Kenny Dalglish and Alan Hansen walked in. Kenny was with his daughter Kelly, and Alan Hansen with his wife. And they had a table for four. And this is where the confession comes out. I have to admit that Kenny Dalglish was sort of one of my childhood footballing heroes. I did think he was a hell of a player. Obviously, he went to Liverpool, which was a bit of a shame, but I'm sort of talking like when he played in the '78 World Cup, and that was my first World Cup. Because I'd had a few beers, got a bit of Dutch courage, so we sort of went over and said hello. And to be fair, Kenny Dalglish ended up asking, said, like, take a seat, and we sat down. And ensued a full argument then, to the extent that the two women, Kelly and Alan Hansen's wife, disappeared. And I spent the evening, as I can prone to be, being quite opinionated, telling Alan Hansen that he knew nothing about football, and that Chelsea had signed Desailly as a centre back, and Tottenham at the time had Sol Campbell. And another confession, I'm there defending Sol Campbell. At the time, I didn't know he was going to naff off to Arsenal. And Alan Hansen, in his sort of Scotty, "Who would you rather have, Desailly or Sol Campbell? It's no contest, all this nonsense." And I'm like, "You haven't got a clue what you're talking about. Campbell's miles better." And this went on for about an hour. And in the end, I was challenging him to golf matches and everything, telling him I could stuff him at golf. He knows nothing about. So I completely and utterly let myself down, if I'm honest, that evening. But it was good fun. It was a good fun evening. They did take it all in good jest. To be fair, Alan Anson had had a good few drinks as well. But it was quite an entertaining evening, from what I remember. And then the next day, we went back to the clubhouse again, got back in, and the clubhouse at Birkdale, you've got a sort of semicircle at the front, and it's got big leather chairs in it looking out on the 18th green. And we planted our, they were, a couple of them were vacant. We planted ourselves in there on the Sunday and watched the whole last day from those chairs again, drinking copious amounts of Guinness, and didn't leave it. So yeah, so that was the week that I told Alan Hansen what was what. And I think I was probably right at the time. Of course, Campbell a few years later was rubbish. Right, have a lovely day. Enjoy yourselves. It's Monday. I've got a bit of a, I need to get myself back in the game, but I'll be back tomorrow morning.